The only way you could mix sounds prior to 1991 was with analog tape. Some great recordings have been made on analog tape machines. But when software appeared on the market, it became possible to do something you couldn't do with tape, non-destructive editing. If you cut the wrong piece of tape, it was gone forever. But software came with an undo button that allowed you to do the same edit over and over again until it sounded correct. That opened up endless sound design possibilities for audio engineers. Today, it means that you can capture a particular piece at least once. You can manipulate it later to achieve perfection. And if you make a really bad mistake, you can always go back to your original takes. This is the biggest advantage digital recording has over tape recording. Also, tape has hiss, a noise that always comes with analog magnetic tape. Many systems have been invented that improve the quality and playback of magnetic recording tape, but tape hiss will always be there. Cassettes are the worst culprits when it comes to hiss. Listen to CDs recorded pre-1990s and you will hear the hiss of the original masters. It was something we tolerated, but now it is gone. With digital recording, there is no hiss. Quality digital systems are completely quiet. There is none of the unavoidable noise that comes with tape and degrades your recording. Hard drives and CD burners are inexpensive, so copies, backups, and storage space are not a problem. A 60-gig hard drive will hold 120 hours of high-quality audio and cost less than $175. Blank CDs are cheaper than ever and will hold 70 minutes of sound. Reel-to-reel tape is still expensive compared to digital storage systems. Beyond any doubt, digital is the way to go. That brings me to the issue of how to change an analog sound signal from the microphone, mixer, and compressor and feed it into your computer as a digital conversion. This is done with an audio sound card. Computers traditionally come with inexpensive sound cards. However, for quality recording purposes, they are too noisy. Because they don't have the right electronics to capture analog audio signals cleanly and digitize them to a high quality. These type of sound cards were mainly intended for playback of pre-recorded sound and to capture low quality sound from cheap microphones or headsets. A pro level audio sound card is another essential. I recommend a USB Universal Serial Bus sound card because it works with PCs, Macs, or laptops. There are many other pro-level cards, but they have to be installed internally on your computer. With USB cards, you just plug them in and they are ready to play. All new computers have USB ports, making this type of hardware easy to add. I highly recommend the Eterol UA700 because it contains all the equipment you need in one unit. The mixer, EQ, phantom power, compressor limiter, and the USB sound card are included in one compact box. Until the summer of 2002, it did not exist. I had been looking for something like this for years, but no one made it. I bought this system, and I was so impressed it prompted me to write this book. Together with my laptop, this unit gives me a studio in a bag. I've mentioned only hardware up until now, but digital recording on a computer also requires a recording software package. Software that will capture digital data created by the USB sound card is vital to the self-recording process. There are many great programs, but I personally like and endorse Sonic Foundry products. I know them well, and they have been around ever since computer digital audio became a reality. Other programs I would recommend, as well as SoundForge, are Vegas Audio, Cakewalk, CoolEdit Pro, Pro Tools, eMagic. PCs and Macs do not come with any of these quality programs as standard. Without one or the other of them, quality recording and non-destructive audio editing are impossible on a computer.